Well, it's Christmas Eve, Miss Message, and it's Christmas Eve, Sam.
Christmas Eve, Wigsby and Dr. Deedley and Tot Tick and Chester.
You're really calling the roll. It's Christmas Eve in Santa Claus's post office.
I still think we ought to write a book.
Miss Message is hard enough handling all this mail. Look, I just found another letter here. It was here, right here on my desk under these presents. I'm sure
really?
Glad I found it.
Yeah.
It feels sort of heavy, though. Wait a minute, let me get it open here.
Okay.
Someone must have made up a big list at the last moment. Huh. This isn't a list at all. Why, it's our star. Did you do this, Miss Message?
Yes, Mr. Postmaster. I found it a few weeks ago and took it to the jeweler to be polished. It really shines, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's just beautiful. So I'll just put it right up here at the top where it belongs. Right up here.
Get it up.
There. I had to stand on my chair there, do it. I got it. Okay. There. Now, I've got it all right there, and so our tree is complete. Thank you, Miss Message.
You're welcome, Mr. Postmaster. You know, there's only one thing missing, Mr. Postmaster. And it's not missing anymore. It's our crazy clock. It sure got the Christmas spirit now.
Certainly has. Let's listen to it. Silent Night. Our clock has really run its course this year, and it sounds so beautiful. But you know, tonight it let us run on just a little bit, Miss Message.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad we had the chance to get together. It's been fun, as always, sharing these letters to Santa Claus with you and with all the children and all the friends of Christmas who wrote.
And to those who wrote this year, I hope all your wishes will be fulfilled and that your Christmas will be a happy one.
And that goes for me, too. And for those who didn't write but were thinking about us, that goes for you, too. For everybody, as a matter of fact. Well, Merry Christmas, Miss Message. Let's plan to get together again next year.
I'll be here. Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Postmaster, and God bless us, everyone.